This is Bob Burnell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Oshkosh Common Council has decided to allow the school district to build a football field and a track on the former Merrill Middle School site. 2 weeks ago, council members voted 4-3 to block a zoning change for the athletic field, saying most council members thought the school should be converted into apartments. Well, this week, after the school district submitted a new landscaping plan, the council voted 5-1 to go ahead with the football field and the track. The council approved the city's new comprehensive outdoor recreation plan. They also heard from city staff about that strange smell Southside homeowners and business owners have been complaining about. It may be linked to the city's wastewater treatment plant. The school district is planning another referendum for April. They've started a series of informational meetings for residents. The next one is planned for next Monday. It's going on at Oshkosh North. The referendum will focus on consolidating Westside Elementary and Middle Schools. The district hopes to reduce its building number from 20 down to 15 while improving education and efficiency. Page 2, that chocolate liqueur from Oaks Candy and Sturgeon Spirits has made it to the top 16 round now for the coolest things made in Wisconsin. The Top Dog competition is back again. The Mid-Morning Kiwanis Club contest is taking entries right now at newtopdog.com. Over $14,000 in prizes are up for grabs. The Top Dog will also have a beer named after them. The Chamber of Commerce is encouraging everyone to take the city manager's survey. You'll find that survey on the city's website. It may be already in your inbox for your email. Oshkosh's famous photographer, Lewis Hine, will be celebrated today. It would be his 150th birthday. The celebration is this afternoon in Jambalaya. It was Hine's photographs that are credited with the child labor laws being enacted in Washington. Oshkosh Corporation's new next-generation postal delivery vehicles are now making their way onto the streets. The new electric vehicles have been spotted delivering mail in Athens, Georgia. And early bird pricing for the EIL group luncheon and seminar will end next Tuesday, September 30th. Turning to sports, another football Friday, Oshkosh West entertains Kakata at 5. Oshkosh North is at Green Bay East starting at 7. In the late game, Westfield comes to town to take on Lewis Academy. UW Oshkosh's football team has a bye this weekend. They'll take on Whitewater next Saturday on the road. That's a look at Newsworthy for eThursday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.